Are we live? Are we live? Man, you already know what it is, man. It's your boy, Mr. Williams. I Talk Gray. I'm back in the building. I am here with health coach extraordinaire, Michelle Fletcher.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
I see. You looking awesome. And I like your shirt. The future is holistic.
Yes.
Is that yours?
It is. It's kind of like a catchphrase I have right now because of everything happening. It's just like you see more and more people moving towards that holistic lifestyle.
Yes.
So the future really is holistic.
Yes, it needs to be.
Yes.
Because, man, especially if you're out here in these streets.
Oh, my gosh.
Your health has to be A1.
Yes. Awesome. And we have felt it big time over the past 2 years. So, yeah, people love this phrase. I'm like having shirts made for people. So
okay, so this is part of your brand.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I got a cop one. Okay, all right. We're gonna definitely do that. You know, man?
For sure.
So, Miss Health Coach, helping busy moms and career women simplify achieving optimal health. Why are you only helping the women though?
It's funny. I put, you know, that is my main demographic. But I was really thinking. I was like, I have a lot of clients that are male. So
yeah.
I really don't want to ostracize the men, but we know women are like a lot of times the main decision maker when it comes to implementing health and adding more health, you know, into the family's lifestyle. So that's really the target. But men are definitely on board. I think now more than ever, too. These past 2 years, I've seen more men like looking for answers, looking for solutions when it comes to health.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, yeah, we got to because I ain't even going to front. Like, when I hit like 33, that's when it was like I didn't have a choice. I had to, you know, I had a little gut, high blood pressure.
Oh, my God.
You know, and I'm like, yo, something got to give.
Listen, you hit the 30s, 20s, you just breeze through. You're just like, yeah, I can do whatever. I can eat whatever. And then the 30s hit and you're like, hold up. There's like so many things that are telling you, hold on, you ain't going to do what you used to do.
This thing ain't working like that.
Nope. So, yeah, I think a lot of times people hit their 30s and a light bulb goes off because they're feeling their lifestyle at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I feel you. I feel you.
So what was your point? Like, what made you decide? Because I know you was 9 to 5. You was corporate.
I was corporate.
IT.
Yep.
So what made you make that transition? Like, what's up?
Well, it's funny. I've always been into, like, fitness, and I always thought that like fitness was the way that you stayed healthy and you helped to prevent disease. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I played soccer in high school.
Okay.
Played soccer, intramural soccer in college.
Mm-hmm.
Learned to really work out and use machines. Like I went to Florida State. They had free personal trainers, all that stuff. I took advantage of all of it. So like fitness was my stress relief.
Okay.
It was my go-to. I thought that was how I was going to prevent a lot of disease that runs in my family.
Okay.
So that's the thing. I watched growing up so many different cancer and diabetes and all these things plagued my family. And I kind of thought I was just predestined to get them at some point.
Okay.
And that was when it was around 12 years ago, I learned some information about nutrition and how important it is to eat more plants.
Okay.
I was like, are you kidding me? I'm here working out, doing the most, like getting my cardio on, thinking I'm helping my heart, which it does.
Yeah.
It contributes. But I was missing that nutritional piece.
Okay.
So that was really what triggered for me. Oh, wait a minute. I can kind of change the genetics that I've been given. I can turn off some of those bad genes and turn on, you know, better ones. So that was the trigger. I was actually out of work, out of corporate for a year. When I heard that information, yes, I was reeling from the recession of 2008. So it just ever like the stars pretty much aligned. I hadn't been working for a year. I had 2 little kids.
Really?
2.
That
yeah.
snapback game is crazy. Okay. Two
Let
kids.
Let me tell you, abs are made in the kitchen.
Okay.
I had a 1-year-old, a 3-year-old.
Hold on, say it again. Sorry, I mean to cut you off. Abs are made in the kitchen. Because I've been trying to get the abs going.
Yep. Made in the kitchen.
And you got abs.
And it's so funny. I think people must think I do abs every day. No, I rarely do abs. You know, because I do full body workouts.
Uh-huh.
But then a lot of it has to do with what you're eating.
Wow.
So I see people that work out nonstop.
Yeah.
And they can't get abs.
They
if they were to make some changes to their diet,
yeah,
they could get some abs.
So what kind of changes would I need to make? Like, I can't, no more Popeyes? No more Chick-fil-A?
Everything in moderation, right? But the thing is, I kind of hate that term because everyone's idea of moderation is different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, one person's idea of moderation for eating Popeyes might be 4 times a week, yeah. where my idea is like, okay, maybe once a month, you yeah. know? So just be very mindful of getting in. I think one of the things, we shouldn't really think about what you can't eat, but mm-hmm. think more of what you should be eating and what you can eat a lot of, and that's fruits and vegetables.
Mm.
You can't eat enough fruits and vegetables. Like,
But I was told if you're eating too much fruit, like you could still get like diabetes, because that's why I stopped like making smoothies and
oh
stuff like
God.
That. Is that true? Or is that a lie?
That is crazy. I think that's just crazy.
Yeah.
Fruits, like things that were put here naturally for us to eat,
uh-huh.
those are the things our bodies need. A lot of times they're pinpointed to fruit when it might be other things that we're consuming. Mm-hmm. You know, we might be consuming a lot of starches. Mm-hmm. Starches break down into sugars. Like there's a lot of other products like breads that break down into sugar. All mm-hmm. these things break down into sugar, but we're blaming it on the smoothie that has all these like nutritional components our bodies need. Like
yeah.
our bodies are craving those vitamins and minerals and antioxidants from those fruits. But
so ain't no vitamins in the bread?
Not other than what the man added into the bread, maybe.
Okay.
You
okay.
know, because a lot of bread, unless it's like, you know, some high quality bread has been broken down. It's like mm-hmm. they've taken out all the nutrients out of the flour and you're left with that white flour, and then they mm. add back vitamins. Where you kind of want your vitamins in more of a natural state versus being processed.
Yeah.
And
so you're probably not even really getting the vitamins like that.
A lot of times your body doesn't even know what to do with it once they put it through all that processing. It doesn't even really know what to do. That's what I say that about isolated vitamins too. I grew up taking a multivitamin.
Okay. The Flintstones?
No, it wasn't Flintstones. It was like Centrum or something. By
okay,
then,
okay,
I was like
okay.
a teenager. My mom was like, you need some Centrum. Like, a multivitamin, because uh-huh. I was a picky eater. But multivitamins are the same thing. A lot of times our bodies don't know what to do with that because it's isolated.
Okay.
Man has tried to replicate what's in nature, mm. and your body doesn't know what to do with that.
So what about the capsules? Are capsules good? Because I
Which
like to
ones?
Just take, are they not all made at the from the same thing? Because I don't like taking capsules. I rather just take the raw powder because I take moringa, sea moss, a lot of them stuff. But I don't like to take it in capsule form because I feel like by the time the capsule dilutes in your body, you know, and then who the hell knows what the hell the capsule is being made with? Like I heard it was being made from like gelatin.
So it depends. So I know I take a whole food supplement
mm-hmm.
and ours is a vegan capsule. Mm. So they're avoiding the gelatin, which we know comes from pork, right? Or the pig. But
yes.
you really have to look at what you're taking and see what the labels say.
Okay.
And a lot of the, you know.
Read the labels.
Read the labels. I like what you mentioned. Like you're taking moringa and like whole food type of supplements
yeah.
versus like the isolated ones that you see in Walmart and Walgreens. Those, you know, I'll just say it right
yeah.
now. They're not, that industry is not regulated.
Yeah.
The vitamin industry. They can put whatever they want in those vitamins.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
We got to keep you safe.
Oh, exactly. Oprah did a whole study where she just pulled random vitamins off the shelf and
really?
Her findings. Yeah,
Oprah
in her magazine. It was about 11 years ago. She did a
wow.
study, and the findings okay. were crazy. They found lead in kids' vitamins.
What
they found?
So that's
like,
why these kids is tripping,
yo.
Shooting up schools and shit.
God, you never know. It's crazy stuff.
Is
out
it the
there.
Foods though? Do you think the foods got people tripping?
I think it's a factor.
Okay.
I definitely think it's a factor. There's so many factors involved in that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's what we see on TV. They're
yeah.
seeing so much things from an early age. It's what they're eating. I mean, all of that plays into that brain. Because your brain is developing like crazy during your, you know, school years.
Yeah.
So the input you're putting in, if it's not good, then you're going to get some bad output. And I think a lot of that's happening right now.
That's why these kids can't sit down. They're always on their phones.
Yes.
They can't focus.
Yes.
At school lunch.
Listen, it's so funny. There's a doctor that I work alongside with, and he said it's not attention deficit disorder. It's a nutritional deficit disorder.
Yes.
They are lacking nutrition.
Facts.
And that's why they can't focus. Like, if you have the right things in your body and your brain is, like, connecting the right way,
yeah,
then you can focus. You can sit down and, you know, do certain things. But... And then the fact that a lot of times they're not even letting kids get up and exercise anymore.
No, yeah.
What happened to recess?
Yeah,
facts. You know, it's crazy.
Because I'm thinking, like, what would make somebody say, hey, I'm going to come to a school and shoot it up? So I think he was like 18 years old. So I know the brain is still developing at that time,
yes,
too, because I researched that the human brain doesn't stop developing until 25. Mm. So it's like, what would make you say, I want to come in here and shoot little kids? Mm-hmm. Like, that's crazy to me.
It's insane. It's insane. And I wish they would do a study and say, you know, some of these people that have committed these heinous crimes, like, mm-hmm, let's ask them, what have they been consuming?
Yeah.
What have they been watching? What have they been eating? Like, what things have they been consuming for years?
Yeah.
That led them to this point.
So can you still be an addict with food?
An addict with food? I think so. Okay. We have a lot of food addicts.
Yeah.
A lot of food addicts. We got a lot of food. Like, we have so much temptation when it comes to food.
I know. It's so hard. Like, I live right there on University and Commercial, and oh, you got Dutch Pot right there.
Oh, my God.
You got Chipotle.
Yes.
Checkers.
Everything.
Miami Subs. So even if I want to eat healthy, I try to eat food from, like, Beehive. You ever been to Beehive?
Yes.
They kind of, like, have decent food. You know, mm-hmm, what I mean? Like, healthy. Mm-hmm. They got the quinoa. Because I'd rather the quinoa than the rice.
You got to check this new place that just opened up called Island Sips. I went, mm-hmm, to their grand opening.
Island Sips, okay.
Oh, my goodness. They're off Oakland. Mm-hmm. Really good food. Like, okay, everything is vegan, but it tastes delicious.
Really?
Really good. Natural juices, all of that.
Okay. But I tell people, we got to get away from the whole mindset of, like, taste. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes you need, like what you said, you need the nourishment. It's not really about the taste.
Yes.
And that's why a lot of people can't transition over to having a healthy lifestyle.
And that's the thing, too. Like, I always tell people, take one step at a time.
Yeah.
Because, you know, some people are like, they want to do this health thing, but they feel like they have to jump all the way in and, mm-hmm, be doing the most. I'm just like, no, start with one simple thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And the crazy thing is, over time, if you were to change one thing every month, by the end of the year, you would have made 12 changes that would make, like, a really big impact.
Uh-huh.
And that can affect how you eat, too, because, yeah, just adding in, like, maybe you're eating a salad every day for, mm-hmm, a month, your taste buds are going to change. They're going to start to crave,
yes,
more of that,
yes,
right? And so that makes a big difference. One salad a day for 30 days,
yeah,
could be a big deal. Or even a smoothie. Like, you, mm-hmm, can make smoothies taste phenomenal. You can make salads taste really good, too.
But how do you get rid of the cravings from the junk?
It comes over time. It's not going to be overnight, because, yeah, I won't even lie. Before I got on the whole nutrition thing, I probably was addicted to chocolate. I had to have chocolate every single night.
Really?
I always had it in my house.
I thought chocolate was a good thing.
Dark chocolate, maybe.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, milk chocolate, there's all kinds, yeah, of stuff in it. But I always had to have some chocolate, and it wasn't dark chocolate back then. It was milk chocolate.
Okay.
And when I started to learn more about nutrition, mm-hmm, that it started adding in, like, the nutritional supplementation and,
yeah,
making smoothies. It's crazy. I didn't even realize I wasn't craving it anymore until someone had mentioned, I was like, I used to crave chocolate,
mm-hmm,
but I don't anymore.
So did you have to do, like, a flush, like a detox to get it away, or did it,
nope,
just, was it just discipline?
It wasn't even discipline. I just started adding in more good things. And I think over time, my taste buds changed. Your body, mm-hmm, craves the things that you give it. So when,
yeah,
you're giving it good things, it's going to crave good things. But the same thing happens, unfortunately, when you're, you know, giving it a lot of bad things.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to crave more of the bad things.
Yeah, no.
You want to line up in that Popeyes line.
I know.
Right? You're looking like, oh, my God.
What's
gosh.
In that chicken? Did you see the other day the Popeyes manager who slapped the teenager?
No.
Yes. He squared up with her. Like, I guess she was talking flip. You know what I mean? You know these kids. They always running off at the mouth. And I guess she was trying to go home, and she was like, man, I ain't got time for this. And he was like, man, you lucky. And he slapped her in the face.
Dang, what,
yeah,
they got in that chicken?
For wasn't
real, something's going on. Something's in that secret mix, right?
Yeah, that same. I ain't gonna front, though. You didn't get the sandwich?
Never had it.
No?
No.
So you don't eat chicken at all now?
No, I do eat chicken. But
really?
And I used to love Popeyes. But I don't, like, I can.
The sandwich was busting.
It was?
Yes, I ain't gonna.
They were going back and forth with Chick-fil-A. I was like, I don't know.
It's not better than Chick-fil-A.
Oh, it's not, but
yeah,
it's good?
Yeah, no, but it's good. Yeah. It's not worth that long line you got to wait on, you know what I'm saying?
Gosh.
But it is good.
Let me tell you, that line stayed long.
Yeah.
It don't matter what time of day. I'm like, what is going on? But we need lines like that at like farmers markets, and we need the lines like shop. That. Yes, yes.
No, for real, because I can't find fruits with seeds in it.
That's seriously.
What's up with that?
All this genetic modification to our food is insane. And think about it. If we are eating food without seeds, how are they growing this food? What is it made? Was it made in a lab? Like, it's more convenient. How was that created?
Yeah.
Every fruit and vegetable should have a seed so that you can replant. Yeah. That is just not normal.
Okay.
It's not normal.
So would you say food is information?
Definitely. It's information for every one of your cells. Your body knows what to do with food and when it's eating things that are not food-like. Mm-hmm. So I should have brought it with me, but I have a Happy Meal that is over 10 years old.
Real Happy Meal from McDonald's.
Yes. I bought it over 10 years ago.
Wow.
Laid it out on the counter. It, you know, within a day or two, it got hard and it still looks like the day I bought it. Whenever I bring it somewhere, people say, oh, what is that? A week old or maybe a few days old? I'm like, it's over 10 years old.
10 years.
That's not real food.
Yeah.
Because real food, you put out an apple, you put out a piece of bread, that thing is going to rot or sprout.
Yeah.
Potatoes, like this, that. I'm like amazed. The bread on the bun of the hamburger is not even rotted.
Wow.
The fries look like the day I bought it.
That's it's crazy. And that's in our bodies.
Yes.
Not even processing.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, man, if that doesn't decompose on my counter and it's been with me for 10 years, what is going on in your body? How does your body digest that? It doesn't know what it is.
Yeah, facts. And that's why people out here be tripping.
Yes.
These relationships ain't working.
Listen, it affects your mental, your physical, like so many things. We wonder why there's so much disease.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Like, especially autoimmune disorders. They come up with new autoimmune disorders all the time.
Wow.
Because people are just lacking real food.
So when people say I'm bipolar, could that be connected to food as well?
It could, but I think sometimes a lot of it is genetic also. So we do have that genetic component, but I think some things can be turned on or off with nutrition. Okay. And I'm talking about eating a lot of plants.
Yeah.
So a lot of times I tell people how much plants they have to eat, like fruits and vegetables, and you can almost fall out your chair because you're like, how in the world am I going to do that? For an adult, you need 9 to 13 servings of fruits and vegetables every day.
Really?
9 to 13.
So what's your breakfast looking like?
For me, a lot of times it's a smoothie. So, and I usually put I put fruit in there. I'm putting probably some kale or some spinach.
Okay.
I throw in hemp seeds. I throw in chia seeds. I throw all kinds of stuff in there. Bee pollen. I either use almond milk or coconut water.
Okay.
I'm using a plant-based protein powder, so it's all vegan. So that could be breakfast, but that's not the only thing I'm eating because I have an appetite in the morning. So, you know, I usually have it with, like, I have eggs. I might make an omelet with onions and peppers and like, an omelet like that. Or I have peanut butter toast. So something. Or sometimes when I'm in my Caribbean mood, I'm making, like, boiled banana, boiled yam.
Some banana.
Yes. Now I have it with some protein, like eggs or something.
Okay.
Because you want to have a good mix of the protein and the carbohydrates. Because you don't want to just be eating carbs without the protein. That will spike your blood sugars. If you do that a lot, where you're eating a lot of carbs, which a lot of people eat a lot of carbs. I was guilty, too. But if you are eating carbs, and a lot of them, try to make sure you're always consuming it with some protein. Because
it helps to
balance.
What foods contain the carbs?
Bread.
Bread, okay.
So, like, you have toast with eggs in the morning, so that balances it out, right? I mean, fruits and vegetables are healthy carbs, so don't be as concerned with that.
Okay.
But, like, even if you have bread and you have peanut butter, there you go. You have the protein. If you're eating something else that is really high in carbs, maybe have a handful of nuts because those are proteins.
Yes.
Or if you're eating something else, like have some beans. You know, sometimes you're going to make some crazy combos just to make sure you're getting the protein in with the carbs. Mm-hmm. But that will help to balance out the blood sugars.
I heard you say almond milk. So is almond milk a better choice than the regular cow's milk? I heard all milk is just bad. Because I like to make my smoothie with water and I'll use dates. for to sweeten it a bit.
Yes.
Or a banana.
That's a good choice. Yes. So it was 12 years ago when my son was little, and I grew up drinking cow's milk, loved it. And it was my son that made me pay attention to the cow's milk. Mm-hmm. He was constantly sick, always had a runny nose. And I made so many changes in his diet. I started adding, I added a whole food, supplement for him, too.
Mm-hmm.
And he got better, but he still had, that runny nose and kind of gross.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until I took away the cow's milk that he was, a new person.
Was that when he was a baby?
He was 1 year old.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So you wasn't breastfeeding?
No. By then, I had stopped breastfeeding. He was eating regular food. And then, you know how you hear, put him on cow's milk.
Yeah.
At that point, he was only on cow's milk for a month. We stopped that, put him on almond milk. He's never gone back. But I just saw how it affected him. But, you know, all dairy is inflammatory.
Mm.
It causes inflammation in the body.
Okay.
So it's not a good choice. More and more people are standing up and saying, we're not supposed to be drinking some other animals.
Yeah,
you know,
you're not a baby calf.
Yeah, we are not baby calf.
I think that's where a lot of the problems start. Mm-hmm. A lot of women hop off the not giving the breast milk, and they go back to, or they go to the fake stuff, and the babies be crying.
Yeah.
You know? And I tell a lot of them, hey, they can't talk. They can't say what's good or not, but them crying is them saying, mommy, I don't want this.
But you know what, too? They say in the Black community, a lot of us are lactose intolerant. It's almost like our bodies were not made to be able to digest that. So we need to be more conscious than anybody about consuming that cow's milk.
Yeah.
I'm always surprised to see how many people are still drinking it, but, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But if you could, avoid that cow's milk and move over to another, and I have to go through several brands of almond milk to get one that I like feel similar to cow's milk.
Yeah.
And now that I found the one, I'm I'm good.
Okay.
But now, even now, almond milk's not getting the best rep. You know, there's always something better and cleaner.
Unless
you're
making it yourself.
Exactly. You know? Exactly.
At least then you know you can trust it.
Yes.
Because if it's in the store, I don't know.
That goes for all food, actually. You're right about that. If you're not growing your own food and, doing all that, you can't fully 100% trust. You just got to have faith.
You know?
That is not going to do nothing to you, but.
But
you're
can we even grow our own food?
Oh, you know you're talking to the grow master right here.
What?
You know I'm growing my own food too.
How? You have to have a permit or something?
So no, I have a vertical growing system.
Okay.
It's called a tower garden, and I grow my own food. So it's all part of the product line that I sell.
Mm-hmm.
So I have whole food supplements. I have a way for you to grow your own food. Let me tell you, more and more people, if you're someone who's like me and has a black thumb and don't like being in the garden, but you want to have your fresh fruits and vegetables?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. This is it. I had it for 10 years. I've been growing food for 10 years.
What?
It is so easy.
Get
so
out of
easy.
Here.
Yeah. It grows. Right now, I'm growing celery. I'm growing kale. I have, what did I run out there and grow? Oh, basil.
Okay.
I have a bunch of different things I'm growing on there.
So you even got to go to Publix then?
For certain things, nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Got the plug right here.
So I think with the cost of food nowadays,
growing
your own food is so cost effective because you grab the stuff off of your whatever you're growing when you need it versus it sitting in your fridge and going bad, which a lot of times you buy I know I buy cilantro at the store and I look in the fridge and that thing is so gross and slimy. And I'm like, dang it. You know, it sat and spoiled when I could have just been growing it right there, picked it off when I needed it.
Mm-hmm.
It will stay fresh. So it's so much more cost effective to grow your own food.
All
if you're trying to save some dollars, which most people should be right
now. Yeah, because gas prices is crazy.
It's nuts.
So I appreciate you for coming out, because
cost me $20 to come here. I'm joking.
Anybody driving to your house or to your event, you got to be appreciative because
gas
is crazy. Like, you can't just give somebody $5 no more like back in the day. Like, oh, let me shoot you a 10.
No.
Like, you got to bust it with a 20 now.
Yes.
Because it's crazy.
I know those Uber prices and Lyft prices must be through the roof.
What? When my car was down, man, I was so hot because I had to Lyft everywhere. And I'm like, what the hell?
This is crazy.
I'm over here trying to get rides. So let me ask you a question, right? Why is it so important to surround yourself with a high vibe tribe?
Oh, let me tell you, if you want to go far, you better look at who you surrounded by with and who you hanging out with, because some people are going to bring your vibration down and mm-hmm. bring you, like, when you want to stay on your whole nutrition, like you're saying, how do I stay eating better? How do I crave better things? Hang around people that eat really well, too, because yeah. then you're more apt to eat what they're eating. You guys are going to go have fun eating healthy food versus being like, oh, come on, girl, let's go to Popeyes and get, you know, that three piece. Let's go.
I mean, Peppa be busting. I am on front.
It is. It makes such a difference yeah. when you are surrounded by people that are like minded, because okay. when you're not, you are more apt to like fall prey.
Yeah.
To backslide into whatever, you know, those temptations are.
No, that's
so,
true.
I know that's helped me a lot. Like the community I'm surrounded by, the fact that they're all health-minded, wanting to like keep constantly growing when it comes to nutrition and just health overall, mm-hmm. it makes such a big difference.
Okay. So how can we prevent one bad meal from turning into a full day or a week of bad choices?
Oh my gosh. Sometimes it's a slippery slope, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know there might be those weekends where you're like, maybe you're celebrating. I know you just were celebrating yesterday.
Yes, my daughter graduated.
That's right. Yay. Looking beautiful. Congratulations to her. There's so many things to celebrate. And sometimes, you know, there's a birthday party and you're like having a little bit of this, having some of that. I know I love cake. Mm-hmm. I won't even front. I love the cake. So, but you just can't even think about what you did yesterday.
Yeah.
You just start fresh every day.
Yeah.
And I tell people, try not to guilt yourself into, you yeah. know, whatever it is. It's a lot of the mind and mentality. We mm-hmm. have to really be strong in our thoughts.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, you'll just go down a slope and you don't have to. You can be like, oh, today's a new day. Let me start off with a smoothie. If, mm-hmm. Even if I don't start with a smoothie, let me just start off with an apple. Let me start my day with a fruit.
Yes. You know?
That can trigger a day of better decisions.
Okay.
Just starting off like that.
And should you eat fruit on an empty stomach? Or can you mix it with the egg and the bacon?
Yes. Eating it on an empty stomach. They actually, I keep seeing more. I'm constantly like learning new things. But
mm-hmm.
they actually recommend the first thing in the morning you eat fruit.
Mm.
Like that's the first thing you should eat.
Okay.
Like having some warm lemon water is really good too. It mm-hmm. helps things start to move, you know, in the bathroom. But eating fruit, they say the yeah. morning is the best time.
I like
time.
How you said that, though.
It gets things moving, right?
Things moving in the bathroom. Because at my job, you have some females in there like, I ain't been in the bathroom for a week.
Oh, my
God. And I'm like, really? They saying it like it's so normal.
Listen, it's a serious situation in the United States. They say yeah. most people are constipated. That's why there's so many things on the counter at the yeah. drugstores. What is it? Miralax, all these products
mm-hmm.
because people cannot go. And you're supposed to go every day.
Yeah, twice a day, maybe three.
You don't want that sitting in you. That's waste. You want to let it out.
Yes.
So, but you want to let it out naturally because taking those over-the-counter products can do damage too. You better okay. be mindful of reading those
so
labels.
X-Lax and all that stuff?
Well, you do not want to be taking that on a regular... That should not be a regular routine for anybody taking okay. that. I just even saw recently that people give it to their kids, and there's actually warning labels on it for kids taking it.
Well, you know, mugs don't read nowadays. Oh, you know what
listen,
I mean?
Listen. That's why that might be one of our biggest issues.
Yeah,
read
nobody don't read. I'm like, oh, it's right here. This thing says genetic modification.
Yes.
I had to show my daughter that the other day because she was eating some Kellogg's, and she's like, I'm going to just eat this. And I'm like, did you read the back of this box?
Mm-hmm.
And on the back, it said genetically modified.
Yo.
Biochemical.
Mm-hmm. Those Honey Nut Cheerios be saying on the side too. genetically engineered.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my gosh.
So organic is not even organic. I just learned that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They could say it's organic just because I guess they grow it in their place or wherever the lab that they're growing it from, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's organic.
Yeah. A lot of that organic food still getting sprayed. They just don't spray it as much as the other stuff,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they have a percentage that they're like, we can spray it this much and call it organic. You'd be like, what? If you
That's
want organic,
crazy.
You better grow your own food.
That's so crazy. And there's chemicals that they have that I just learned the other day, too, that it can send signals to your brain saying that you're not even as hungry or you're still hungry.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yes.
And I just went to Japan in yesterday. The food was good. I had the shrimp and the scallops. And I kid you not, 20 minutes later, I was hungry. Well, I felt like I was hungry still.
I wonder if it had that MSG in it.
I don't know what it was, but it was bussing. Them scallops was hitting.
Oh, my God.
But I'm like, yo, it has to have that chemical in there, because I'm like, why am I still hungry?
There's so many chemicals in there that, and that's why a lot of people, it's not even that they love to eat all the time. Their body's telling them they're still hungry.
Yeah.
Right? Because there's a lot of chemicals in a lot of the foods that we get, this fast food, that will trigger your brain to think that. And the crazy thing is, when you start to eat more plant foods, you will be satisfied. Because guess what? Your body's getting the right nutrients, and your brain is like, oh, I'm good. I'm full. It is the craziest thing.
What about all the salad dressing, though? Is that even good? Because I don't really like to put the salad dressing, because even when you read that, it's bad. I like to use, like, the tomatoes or avocado for, like, the taste of something.
You're so good. I'm so proud of you. Like, you should be talking. Yeah. Well, you know, there's some salad dressings that are good if you find if you want to make sure you're getting a pretty decent salad dressing, get it from the refrigerated section. When they're sitting in the store, like aisles, which doesn't have to be refrigerated, more likely it has a ton of preservatives, not so good for you. But when it's in the refrigerated aisle, guess what? It's probably got stuff in it that has to be preserved, like more live enzymes that has to keep it cool.
Okay.
But, you know, if you want to even minimize that, you can make your own. It's easy to make your own salad dressing.
Really?
Olive oil, lemon.
You make your own salad dressing?
Yeah, seasonings. Okay. But, yeah, you're right.
That's good.
That's why it's important to read labels.
No, you're right. We got to start reading. But I want to bring back a point that you said earlier, you know, in regards to women being in the kitchen. Because, you know, it's a stigma now. You know, we got the boss chicks, the boss bees. You know, I ain't in the kitchen. We going to DoorDash it. You still going to eat, though. How important is that, though? Because I always say the kitchen is an important role, because you have the responsibility to say, hey, if everybody's going to have diabetes in a week.
Exactly.
You know?
Kitchen is super important because you control what you're putting in your food, right?
Yeah.
You might be getting food from Japan in, you said?
Yeah.
And they putting in some flavor enhancers that aren't good for you, but they're going to make you say, oh, that was bussing.
Yeah.
Where in your kitchen, you know what you put in, what spices you added that are probably going to be more natural and better for you versus whatever they're doing in their kitchen to make it taste so good, to make you want to continue to go back and get it even more.
Yeah. But how do you find that balance, though? How do you find that balance with being the boss woman that you are, the driven woman that you are, and still being in the kitchen?
Oh, Lord. And the thing is, I don't like to cook, but I do it.
Really?
I do.
That's
not.
That's crazy. Like, the health coach don't like to cook?
I did not know. I did not learn how to cook until I left for college. I had no choice.
What?
But I'm starting to like it a little bit more because now I know what I'm doing more.
Uh-huh.
So it's more of, I don't have to look up a recipe. I can, okay, I'm throwing it together.
Okay, so you could throw stuff together.
Oh, yeah. Good. I can cook.
Okay.
But do I love cooking? Not so much. But I do love having control over what's in my food.
Yes.
So, you know, some of the things you don't like doing as much, you do it because you're like, okay, what are the consequences of me not doing this? I'm probably not going to choose something as healthy as what I'm cooking in my kitchen.
Yeah.
And even if I'm not cooking, like, I'm not saying I'm cooking, like, super healthy meals all the time. I'll make, like, certain Caribbean dishes. My parents are Jamaican.
Okay.
So, like, I might be making brown stew chicken or curry chicken. But I know that I didn't, like, fill it with salt. Like, I know what ingredients I put in it. I'll probably add more vegetables to my mixture and more herbs.
Okay.
You know, so it's a healthier version of, like, a typical fast food version of that meal.
So are you born in Jamaica?
No, I was actually born in England.
Really?
Yes.
That's why you kind of have the... Because I was trying to figure it out. I'm like, where the hell is she from?
This accent, I know. It's very plain. I moved
here. I mean, it's like a mixture. You can hear the England. You can hear some of that Yankee in there.
And then when I want, I'll switch it up. But
okay.
Yep.
So
but when you grow in a Caribbean household, it don't matter what country you're in. Guess what? You're from that Caribbean island.
No, facts.
Because we were in England, but I came home and I was like, I was in Jamaica. So, you know, I grew up eating all the foods and the culture, all of that was still there. And then we moved here, which is funny. We're like, this is like Jamaica right here in South Florida.
Oh, yeah.
This is all the islands represented.
Aki and salt fish.
Yeah. No, whatever you want and you couldn't get, you know, wherever, you getting it right here.
Okay. So, you know, they always say love language, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a food language? Like, does your hubby have to be healthy like you? Because, I mean, you looking awesome. So does your husband look like Arnold Schwarzenegger? You know, Michael B. Jordan? What's up?
It's funny. He goes back and forth, right? Like, I know I'm preparing healthy meals, but the main meal he eats is dinner. Because mm-hmm. he rushes out. He does whatever for breakfast. He'll make smoothies. He'll make some eggs. But at lunch, that can be hit or miss. Who knows what he's picking up? Because I'm not making lunch. but during the football season, he will pack on a few pounds because he's just like having a bit too much fun over the football season. But right now, like, he's looking cut because now he's back on. Okay. I'm on my fitness. I'm eating better. So he goes back and forth, but he is pretty cut.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I always wondered that, you know, like, does that affect the relationship? Like, if one person is healthy and the other person's still eating bad?
Oh, so they laugh at me like I'm crazy for being healthy. So everyone's doing their thing, but they know what I'm putting in front of them.
Yeah.
These are your tools. This is what you eat for dinner. But they're doing their own thing on the side and thinking I'm crazy. But I'm like, you see, I'm not sick and y'all sick, right?
Exactly.
Keep laughing.
No, facts. That's facts.
They know. It's been so long now that they're, at least the awareness is there. I'm like, okay, these are the principles that I've laid down. You've been doing this for 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
They'll continue it.
So are your kids eating healthy?
For the most part. Now, it's been hard. It's been hard because when they were younger, it was easier. They were eating whatever I put in front. Oh, we're eating salad for breakfast. Oh, okay. But we're eating food. Like, now they're one's a teenager, one's a preteen.
Okay.
And they're just getting that independence of what. And then they're earning money, too.
Okay. Like, earning money. Working?
Well, they earn money for grades. They earn money for different things.
Like, really? You give them money for good grades?
Yeah.
I don't know about that, man. Look, I be telling my kids, like, yo, you want to be dumb? Be dumb.
Listen.
It's going to affect you in the long run.
It's a little bit of motivation for them to do a bit better.
Yeah. So, I feel you.
And then even for, they play sports. So if they perform really well in sports, they get a little something. Like, okay. Sometimes we'll bribe them. Oh, do this. And then, you know, they perform. So it's like, okay. So earning their own money, you see the choices they start making when they can, when they have that freedom. And my daughter has a sweet tooth. So she's like, always like, oh, I want to buy that. And I'm like, okay.
You go ahead.
You're going to feel it though.
Yeah.
Because she'll be the first one to get a stomach ache. Her body's just not used to it. So I'm I let her go through those motions. I'm not as like crazy militant because I'm like, I think sometimes they have to learn on their own.
No, yes.
They have to.
You are so right. I was just telling my mom that the other day. Why I stop whoopings.
Yeah.
You know, because one, how you gonna really beat them for something that you gave them?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's genetics. It's genes. Yep. You know what I mean? Because I'm like, yo, I used to do that when I was a kid. So I can't beat you for that, right? But then you, like what you just said, you have to let them see it for themselves.
Yes.
Let them experience that.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
That's how I learned. Yeah. I remember I was like, oh, I ain't doing that again. You know, you feel it one time, feel that pain, you learn to step back.
Yeah.
Make a better decision.
So, Miss Health Coach, how good is a business like that? Like, are you getting paper or did you do it for the money or did you do it for the love?
It's so funny. At first, I did it because I was like, okay, I found a really amazing product line that I was like, this is all like all food, vegetables, fruits. I know I'm not consuming enough. I know there's a lot of people that need this because most of my friends weren't eating enough fruits and vegetables. They were like, girl, put me on whenever you do that. So I really started to offset whatever I was purchasing. And now it's become like a big business. I'm a leader in the company.
What?
Right now, the health and wellness sector, do you know how much that sector makes? It's in, what is it, over $4 billion? Oh, my goodness. I had the number. I always talk about this. But
really?
It's so much money to be made in the health and wellness sector. So you'll see.
To be even, made. Okay.
To All be right. made. Okay. Yes. So there's even more people moving into that sector because they see how much of, you know, how many people are looking for.
No, you're right. I do see people just looking for the money because I'm like, how are you a health fitness instructor, but you sloppy as hell? I'm seeing that so much more now. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah.
I ain't teaching a class.
That's taking advantage.
And you look like you're supposed to be in a class.
Yeah, you probably don't really. Their heart's not in it. Come on. If your heart's in it, you're going to do what you're asking people to do, right?
Yeah.
You're going to look like what people
look the
inspire
part.
To be. So you have to have the heart for it. So I definitely had a heart for helping people. Okay. I've always been like, I was helping people before I even knew about the nutrition component. I was helping them in fitness. Like I was helping my coworkers, my friends work out, lose weight, all that stuff. I'm not even a personal trainer.
I was just about to ask you.
I'm not.
I've been seeing you doing your thing.
I actually was studying to become a personal trainer because I helped so many people with their fitness and just learning how to be comfortable in a gym setting and all that. But then when I learned about nutrition and how that plays an even bigger role than fitness and exercise, I was like, I've been on that tangent even more because I'm like, this helps children, adults, elderly. You know, it helped my dad. So there was so many more people I can help with this information than I could with helping them with fitness levels. Okay. So
more nutrition than the gym. Yeah. Is what you're saying.
Yeah. But that's the fitness is a way of my life. Like that's how I relieve stress. That's how I continue to stay looking like I'm in my 30s.
Yeah.
I'm
I
not
see.
In my 30s anymore. Like, I'm in my mid 40s.
I'm like, yo, when I be seeing your pictures on the gram, I be like, yo, about to jump in the DM a couple times, like I'm forgetting you was married. I'm like, what the hell? She looks awesome. I'm telling you, I'm not even lying. You look better than girls I've seen in their 20s.
Thank you. I'm telling you, it's nutrition plays a big role.
I'm like, that's so crazy. And I do think, sorry not to cut you, I do think it would be better if the guy is younger and the woman is older. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, especially, older women probably teach young men a lot.
Yeah. You know, like the younger guy would most likely probably appreciate her more.
That's true.
Than the hubby that she got for 30, 40 years.
That's true. And
for real.
Yeah.
Like, hey, mommy, you know what I'm saying? Your 401k, you know what it is, you know? Because you was in the 9-to-5 world.
Yeah.
You know, so for what over made 10 you years. Get like, what was going on through your mind that said, yo, I'm leaving the 9-to-5 and just trusting this?
Well, at the time, I didn't have a choice. So that was like back when the company I was working for, they had actually purchased their major competitor. So there was duplicities throughout the company. Like everyone, there was one side that had the same exact jobs as the other side. And so I was working for the bigger part of the company. But then they were looking to eliminate a department and they were about to eliminate the other one. They eliminated ours. So it just kind of everything happened the way it happened. But you know, companies back then were cutting big time because that was a recession, a recession time. So when I got let go, I kind of felt like, you know what? That was kind of a relief because even though I was good at being in the IT profession, I didn't love it. Like sitting behind the desk, I'm such a social person. So I used to be more social in that because I was a database analyst. So I would have to go sometimes and interview different people in different departments. And I really like talking to people, but, you know, a lot of people in the IT field aren't as social. They're more introverts. So that just was not, like, I really feel like I live in my passion right now because I get to talk and help a lot of people, and I love doing that.
What made you go to school for IT, though, if that wasn't what you loved to
do? Then, I made the decision because that was the up-and-coming career. The pay was, like, it was like, oh, you can make a lot of money in IT.
Yeah.
So that was why I chose it. I always had like a affinity for, you know, computers. Back in the day, I was always in a computer class from middle school back when it wasn't that common. Now it's like you can't avoid being in a computer class. But back in my day, it wasn't that common to be in a computer class. And I always was up until college. And I was like, oh, I think I'm going to choose that degree. And yeah, it kicked my butt, but I did it.
Yeah, she said she went through it. But I do agree that now, you don't really need college like that unless I'm saying you want to be a doctor or a lawyer or something like that.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm seeing it more and more. Like, we're seeing so many young people, like, create phenomenal careers without having to go to college.
Yeah.
And in all honesty, I think going to college is a little overrated.
No.
You know?
Yes.
You know how many of my friends are not using their degree? And I mean, I have friends that are got engineering degrees, I mean high degrees, and they're not using it.
That's crazy.
They're like, it's so.
Is it because there's no jobs available in their field, or are they just saying, man,
they've moved on to other things? Like they found passion and purpose in other areas. I'm like, wow. If you know, if we knew what we know now,
yeah,
back then, the decisions that would have been made, right?
Yeah.
But it's a learning, like, you got to learn.
No, but
I think
so
these
true.
Young people are learning faster because they have access that we didn't have access to, like so much information.
Totally.
With so many things we didn't even know.
I tell my daughter that all the time. Like, man, look, if you get into understanding the importance of your health now, don't wait until you get into your 30s like me and have to do it. You know what I mean? And the information, like you said, it's right here in front of your face. Like, you can Google it.
Yeah.
You ain't got to go to the library no more, like how we used to have to do.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Dual decimal. I didn't even know how to use that system. Dewey decimal system? What? How do you use that?
Because half the stuff you learn in this school anyway is not even something that you're really going to be using in real life.
Exactly.
You know? So it's like, no, you got to be your own teacher. So I tell my daughter that all the time. I'm like, look, you got to stay away from these stuff like Red Bulls and stuff like that. That's crazy. Do you think that what was the reason that took Kevin Samuels out? Because he was drinking a lot of Red Bulls.
Was he?
Yeah, always. If you looked at a lot of his interviews, he always had a Red Bull in his hand. I used to be a Red Bull fanatic, too, back in the day. I used to mix it with my Hennessy. But
oh, yeah. People used to mix it with Hennessy, with vodka.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, but the Red Bull is not good.
No. It's full of caffeine, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's some stimulant in it that it makes you feel like you got wings. You know, that was their whole mind. I don't know if it was the caffeine or what stimulant they put in it, but you know that's not good for your heart.
Yeah.
And especially if you're drinking it all the time.
Yeah.
That's like you wouldn't hear someone recommending you drink coffee all day, because I think it's a high amount of caffeine.
So coffee's not a good thing.
In moderation, like, I guess one, I don't drink coffee, but I know people that it's culturally, they drink coffee.
Yeah, no,
right?
That's true.
You know, a lot of Spanish people, that is just part embedded in their culture. They're drinking it from when they're little.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
But I think it's also the form of coffee, because I know my dad was like, he grew up drinking coffee too, but they had the coffee, like, tree right there. So
yeah.
It was like a more natural form of coffee.
Oh,
I don't know what's happening with the coffee nowadays.
So what are you taking for the energy? To give you that boost? Or is it all
fruits
natural?
And vegetables? I'm telling you, it's that juice plus that I take. It makes a difference. It's so funny. I always say this, but I realize I look back in my 20s when I was working in corporate and, you know, around midday, you ready to take a nap.
Yeah,
after
that
lunch,
I just kicked in.
We'd go out to lunch and I'd be like, man, I'm struggling. And now I'm in my 40s and I go all day. I never feel like I need a nap. And I sleep good at night.
Really?
Yes. And I don't go to bed super early either.
Sleeping
after 11.
All the way through.
Yes.
No tossing and turning.
Nope.
Wow. That's crazy.
Nope. But I hear that a lot from people that, you know, my clients.
Yeah.
They have similar stories. They have naturally more energy.
Okay.
Because they started that. They're sleeping better.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, I noticed for me, because I've always been into fitness, my endurance and my stamina. Way better. And I mean, I've been working
running
out
laps
over
around
half
you,
my
though.
Life. Yeah. All of a sudden, I was like, wait, I feel like I could run an extra mile or two, you know, because I was in a running group.
Okay.
My recovery after workouts. Sometimes I'll do an intense workout and feel like I couldn't walk for 2 days. No. Minimal recovery time. I mean, it's amazing what plant nutrition can do.
And I saw you modeling, too.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead. I saw that.
Listen.
I was like, what?
I overcame a big fear of doing that. Because when the person asked me, I laughed so hard. I was like, girl, I don't do that. Because even though I am outgoing in certain situations, I am a little shy. And I was just like, oh, no, I'll be too embarrassed. And so then she was like, are you sure? And I felt like I had to say yes. I was like, I feel like maybe I needed to overcome that fear.
Okay,
of being
I'm glad you did.
And I did it. And I was like, okay, I did that. I could put it on my list of things I did.
Yeah, your bucket list.
Who would think that in my 40s, I'd be modeling some fitness wear? It's hilarious. I laugh. It's like.
No, but you got the look, though. I'm not even going to lie. You know, because we've been programmed to believe that if you're going to be a model, you know, you got to be a stick. You know what I'm saying? So. I'm seeing now that there's room for curvaceous women such as yourself, you know what I mean, to be modeling and showing that pride and saying, hey, you know what I mean? I don't got to be Naomi Campbell to walk the walk.
I'm loving it.
So how much practice did you have to do to get ready for that?
None?
I
just
so you was
show
just walking.
Up. They did our makeup and showed up, and I was just like, okay. She's like, however you want to walk down the runway. And so
However you wanted to do it.
Exactly.
Okay. I mean, you did it good. I saw the video. I was watching.
I was like, okay, I'll take off my jacket. Oh, my goodness. But, yeah, okay. That was definitely a highlight of this year. I look back, oh, my goodness.
You got over that fear.
Let me tell you, plant nutrition, it will fuel you to do things that.
So you don't skip leg day.
Try not to.
Okay. All right. So let me ask you this, right? Are you letting the hubby wear the daddy hoochie shorts?
What is that?
You ain't hear about that? That's like a new thing. I just saw where men are wearing shorts like way up here.
Oh, no. He would never. Nah, he ain't that type of dude. I just saw someone write that in a group I'm in, and I was like, what is hoochie daddy shorts?
Yeah. Nah, I wouldn't wear it either, but because I don't know. I just feel like it's too tight. You know what I'm saying? But I'm like, yo.
He don't like that kind of restriction.
Okay. Because I'm like, yo, these new trends that be coming out here.
Listen.
I'm like, it's crazy. Mm. So how do you make health simple?
Making health simple is just like I said earlier, making one simple change at a time. Mm-hmm. I know one of the first changes I made was incorporating a whole food supplement. That then helped me to want to crave more healthy things as I was eating like meals, incorporating smoothies, just like making small changes. It makes such a difference. Like I said, over a year, making 12 changes can make a big difference.
Wow.
But there's certain things. I mean, I have a number of resources that can help jumpstart you to, you know, want to do even more. And that's what happened with me. I just started with this one simple thing, and then it grew into the next thing. And now here I am.
Voila!
Yeah. But I've been so educated, too. I think it has a lot to do with it. When you have that knowledge, it's like, oh, it's hard not to implement. Because when you see what can happen versus if you implement this, you can make these changes and prevent disease.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're more likely to do.
Okay. So prevent is better than the cure.
Exactly. That's what we all need to do is do more prevention. Yes. Be proactive.
Yeah.
Be proactive. I mean, you can have fun on the weekends maybe, but maybe say 5 days a week, I'm going to be, do my best. Yeah. Because I live by the 80-20 rule.
So
80% of the time, I'm doing my best, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then 20% of the time, I'm having fun, right?
So you don't have cheat days.
I don't have to, not really. It's like, if I want to have some alcohol, okay, I'm going to have the alcohol because I know I didn't have it every day. So, you know.
Okay.
I had mimosas on Friday night. Don't ask me why. I was like, oh, I feel like a mimosa. Who told me to have champagne in the fridge?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I'll make it. But, you know, just little things like that where you don't feel like you're denied all the time. Because I think when you feel like you're being denied something, you're going to want it even more.
Okay.
So you might as well just say, okay, let me do this for now. And then, okay, the rest of the time, I know I'm going to do better.
Okay. So would you say food is an investment?
It's an investment in yourself. Yeah. So you're either investing poorly or you're investing well, right? Yeah. Like you're investing in some Bitcoin that's going to go way up. Or you investing in some, I don't know, Doge coin.
Dodge coin, something like that. Yeah.
My gosh. Yeah, so you want to invest well in what you're in the choices that you're choosing, in the foods that you're choosing. You're good.
Okay. So, how does gut health control your mental and emotional health?
Oh my gosh. You know, they say the gut is the almost like the first brain.
Yeah, that's
what's
what I've been
happening
reading.
In your gut is telling your brain like certain things. So, we were talking about mental health earlier.
Uh-huh.
You see how that plays a role because what's going to our gut? The food we're eating, right? So you're eating things that are not going to serve your body well. Guess what? It's also going to trigger your brain to not perform as well. You may not make the best decisions.
Correct.
You may end up just being not in the best mood because when you feel good, you behave good. You do all these
good
things.
Yeah.
But when you don't feel good, oh my gosh. Yeah. Your mood, your behavior, it all shows up
in some way. You're 100% right about that. I feel like because of the health, that's why you have a lot of relationships fail as well. Because the man or the woman can't make the right decisions. Mm-hmm. You know, they can't treat her the way she needs to be treated. Because at the end of the day, his mindset is not there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So do you think black men has earned the right to hold black women accountable?
I think everyone should be held accountable for their actions. Honestly, I was just saying this the other day. I was like, we need to be held accountable for our actions. Like, if you can't hold yourself accountable for things that you do, I make mistakes all the time.
Okay.
Ask some of my clients. I'm constantly like, oh, my apologies. You know, I take responsibility, because if I made a mistake, I have to own up to it. So we have to hold ourselves accountable.
You might be the first woman out here talking like that.
Are you serious? Stop. No, we got to do better, man. We cannot blame the system or other people for our mistakes. We have to just, you know, be accountable. And I think that gives people even more respect, a level of respect for you when you can do that.
Yeah.
When you can admit. And, you know, it takes, you have to lower your ego.
Yes. Very much. The ego and let we go.
Yes.
You know, that ego is a killer, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Most definitely.
It will put you in trouble.
So what would you say, what would make a woman average?
Would make a woman average? Oh, my gosh. Women are phenomenal.
That is true.
I don't know.
We need y'all.
But I think, you know what, a lot of times, and I see this all the time, a lot of women downplay how amazing they are. They don't realize how amazing they truly are.
Yes.
And for me, that can be so frustrating, because I always see people in like their best potential and I'm just like, oh, you could be this and do that. But they don't see it.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, living in that mediocre state, I'm like, you could be so much more.
No, you're right.
So much more. So
environment, like you said earlier.
Environment is key.
Because I'm not going to lie, I suffer with that sometimes. Like, people always say, yo, man, I see you doing your thing. You're doing so good.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I don't feel that way, because I know I don't really have a lot of people around me to say, hey, blah, 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 blah. It's like you got to be your biggest cheerleader.
Yep.
You know, and it's like, damn, but sometimes on them days where you don't want to cheerlead, it'll be good to have somebody there to
say,
yo, you're doing your thing.
Your hype woman. Yes.
You know, so it's like, So what other chapters is going to be added to Michelle's story?
Oh, my goodness. Well, this year, you know, I've been hosting something called the Holistic Health and Wellness Networking Event.
Okay.
Where I'm bringing together holistic medical professionals, businesses, services, products, all together in one night for us to serve the community, because the community is welcome to come and find these businesses that offer these services, because I think it's so important. That's why I have the Futures Holistic shirts, that we know what's available to us, know some of the resources that are out there. I'm planning to grow that into an even larger network of people outside of not just here in South Florida, but I have people all over the country that are wanting to host these and do what I'm doing. So training them on how to do that.
Yeah.
I've been doing a lot of spokesperson kind of talks.
You're speaking.
I'm supposed to be on a really big stage in Vegas.
What? When?
The beginning of next year.
Okay.
When is
Congratulations
it?
Congratulations on that.
So there's a lot going on. And there's like it's been exciting to see people are even more open now than before to this information, wanting to get healthier. I mean, we got to do it, and we can do it together. Don't feel like you're alone out there.
Mm-hmm.
That's what part of what I do, is making you feel that you have someone to be walk with you on this journey, because I know it's not easy for everyone.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But yo, I thank you for coming on. This was so awesome. But hold on, before you go, she brought me a gift. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Let me open this up. You know, I'm not used to getting gifts. You know?
There you go.
Let's see. Okay, juice plus fruits and veggie blend. All right. Michelle Fletcher. Well, let everybody know where they can find you at.
So you can find me on Instagram at Health Coach Mish. I also have a website. It's called healthcoachmish.com. So that's MICH. You can also find me on Facebook as Michelle Fletcher. I am on LinkedIn as Michelle Fletcher. And where else am I? I'm also on YouTube.
Okay. Yeah. I was looking at your channel the other day. Yeah. I subscribed.
I forgot what my name is on there. But look up Michelle Fletcher. I'm sure it will pop up.
The link is in the bio.
Yes. The link is all in the bio. Healthcoachmish.com will guide you to all the different avenues. Also, Instagram in my profile. You can find me on all the different social media networks.
Okay. That's what's up. Okay. I see you got the Complete by Juice Plus. So Juice Plus is the business that you're a part of.
Yes. Okay. Yes. They even sell the gardening system that I was telling you about.
Really?
So that's a part of their product line. They're all vegan. They're either helping you get fruits and vegetables in through capsules or gummies and protein powders, or even to grow your own. And it's been really awesome. I've been using it for, 11 years.
Wow.
11 years, okay. Me and the entire family.
So it's doing something right.
Yeah, it's turning back the hands of time.
Y'all heard it here, man. Miss Coach, Health Coach Michelle Fletcher is in the building here with us. Man, make sure y'all hit the link in the bio. Subscribe. It's your boy, Mr. Williams. I talk great, and I'm out of here. All right. Thank you so much.